This is North Shore Today for Monday, December 4, 2017. Ariana McNeil writes in today's Salem News, Tim Flaherty's victory in the at-large councilor race in Beverly was confirmed Saturday as he topped incumbent Matt St. Hilaire during a recount that stretched from the morning into the late afternoon. Through the recount vote, Flaherty received 3,171 votes, while St. Hilaire garnered 3,157. That means Flaherty will join Paul Guansey, the council's current president, and newcomer Julie Flowers on the council next month. Both Guansey and Flowers gathered enough votes to definitively win their seats. Flaherty is quoted as saying, "It feels good. I'm humbled by the support." As a past city councilor and council president, Flaherty said he hopes becoming a councilor again is like riding a bike. St. Hilaire petitioned for the recount after he came up 11 votes shy of Flaherty in the general election on November 7, 3166 to 3155. Only 23.3% of Beverly voters showed up to the polls that day. More on this story, written by Ariana McNeil, in today's Salem News. Swampscott real estate taxes will be going down next year. Bill Newell has that story.
That's right, Rick. Residential real estate taxes will be going down next year in Swampscott for the first time since 1994. Gayla Colley writes on today's front page of the Daily Item of Lynn that the average single-family tax bill will decrease by $153. Businesses will also get a break as the Board of Selectmen opted to stop taxing commercial property at the highest possible rate allowed under state law, with small businesses getting additional tax relief, according to Selectman Peter Spilios. The Board of Selectmen set the residential tax rate at $16 per $1,000 of home value assessment, which is down from last year's residential rate of $1,745. The average single-family tax bill was $9,048 in 2016. This year, $9,225, and it will be $9,073 next year. In 1994, the last time there was a reduction, residential taxes decreased by an average of about $25. The 2018 average single-family home estimated assessed value is $567,000, which is $38,000 higher than last year's average assessed value of $528,000. Spilios said approximately 74% of the town's 5,288 residential parcels will see a reduction in their real estate tax bill. "Our taxes are too high, but this is an important first step," he said. And despite the decrease in their tax bill, Swampscott residents typically pay more than their counterparts in other Essex County municipalities. At Wednesday's Board of Selectmen meeting, where tax rates were set, some residents argued for more tax relief to residents, while some argued for more relief for businesses. Nonetheless, there's more on this story in today's edition of the Daily Item of Lynn and in itemlive.com. For North Shore Today, MSO News Sports, I'm Bill Newell. Rick?
All righty, Bill. Thank you, sir. Ethan Foreman writes in today's Salem News, Congressman Seth Moulton woke up Saturday disillusioned by the U.S. Senate's early morning passage of the Republican tax plan. He told several hundred people who attended a town hall at Salem State University that afternoon. He's quoted by Ethan Foreman as saying, "And it wasn't just because the tax bill was passed that I disagreed with. It's because our whole system of government seems to be falling apart. We have to pass bills in the middle of the night without even reading them." The second-term Democrat spoke to a mostly welcoming audience, which filled the lower level of the Sophia Gordon Center and much of the balcony. What depressed him most about the tax bill, according to Ethan Foreman, was it showed that Washington was broken. It was especially dispiriting given that Moulton said his views were about service and trying to make a difference in people's lives. More on the story written by Ethan Foreman in today's Salem News. Roy Lamont writes in today's Gloucester Times, a Gloucester District Court judge has dismissed a move by restaurant and Dunkin' Donuts entrepreneur Deo Brega to essentially evict Andrew Mulholland and clear his dog bar equipment out of the former Mitch's Sports Bar and Grill building. Mulholland and Brega remain at odds over the cost of needed repairs and other issues at the Mitch's property at 18 Rogers Street, which Brega owns. Mulholland concedes it will be more than 3 months before he expects to be able to reopen Dog Bar, his restaurant and music venue, in what was for decades one of the city's best-known waterfront watering holes on Main Street. Judge Ellen Flatley ruled that the letter of intent to lease, signed by both Mulholland and Brega last June, is in fact a binding lease agreement and gives Mulholland the right to maintain a presence and his equipment at 18 Rogers Street. More on the story written by Ray Lamont in today's Gloucester Times. This is North Shore Today on MSO News Sports.